Which of these moods expresses your life? Life is either a tragedy or a comedy. There is power to transform the parade of woe into a pageant of triumph. The New Life Movement comes to tell you of the power of God to control the power of science so that the tragedy of today may become the comedy of tomorrow. Does the road wind uphill all the way? Yes, to the very end. Will the journey take the whole long day? From morn till night, my friend. But is there for night a resting place? A roof when the slow dark hours begin? May not the darkness hide it from my face? You cannot miss the end. The New Life Movement presents Dr. Albert Edward Day, a man whom God has called to lead this movement of spiritual refreshment in America.
Do you want your life to be a comedy instead of a tragedy? No matter what your sins have been, to be a home of virtue? No matter what the darkness, at last to dwell in the light. No matter what the ruin, at the end to be like a dream city arising out of the ashes. It is a joy to share with you, friends, the secret that may change a parade of woe into a pageant of triumph. William Saroyan has written a book which he calls The Human Comedy. It is a comedy in the modern and popular sense. Americans have been chuckling over many of its episodes and characterizations. But it is also a comedy in the classic sense, and that is its strength and its charm. It is the story of a family who knew heartache and tears, yet out of those unwelcome elements of experience, wove a tapestry of tenderness and beauty. They had their illusions, but little by little emerged from them into a knowledge and understanding of reality. At last, they had to meet the disaster of death. The older lad went into the service and met the fate which awaited so many of the handsome and brave in this war-smitten world. It is with a story of his death the book ends. But it ends not on a tragic note, for the family transcended the tragedy. Homer, the younger boy, a Western Union messenger, who has so often carried the telegram announcing death to other homes, must now be the bearer of sad news to his own widowed mother and sister and brother. At first he shrinks. Then he conquers not only his own reluctance, but the death in his own bosom. When at last he goes home, it is not as a messenger of death, but as a believer in life. The family understand what has happened to him, for it has happened to them, too. The book closes with mother and daughter and surviving sons, bathed in the mellow light of understanding and affection, standing not at the portals of a tomb, but at the doorway of a home that is still a home, because faith and love still dwell there. With a different and a darker end, that book would have required another title, The Human Tragedy. But because it closes with the triumph of faith over fear, of love over hate, of life over death, it is just what the title declares it to be, a human comedy. God intends every life to be a comedy, not a joke, not a farce, not a burlesque, but an affair of happy endings. For that, only God himself is able. Long ago, a man by the name of Paul wrote, "God maketh my life always a pageant of triumph." He was witnessing to the divine victory in his own life, but also to the divine possibility in every life. That is why God is God, because he can mend broken earthenware. He can restore the ruined cathedrals of the spirit. He can heal the diseases of the will. He can rebuild our shattered dreams. He can resurrect our buried hopes. He can revive our fainting souls. Someone tells of a violinist who went to a maker to purchase a violin. The maker brought out the best he had. Proudly and confidently, he laid the instrument in the violinist's hands and expectantly awaited the test. The violinist raised the instrument to his shoulder, drew the bow across the strings, played the scale. There was a frown of disapproval on his brow. As he played, the frown grew darker. Suddenly, he raised the violin in anger, smashed it on the counter, laid down the money the maker had asked, and walked out of the shop in disgust. Months later, the violin player, somewhat ashamed of his impetuosity, resolved to give the old maker another chance. He returned to the shop and asked the maker if he had another violin. If so, he would try it. A violin was placed in his hands. Again, he drew the bow, but this time with evident delight. The tones were rich, deep, satisfying. On and on he played, the delight in his soul evidenced by the rapture in his face. When he finished, there was also a look of rapture on the face of the maker. That violin was the discarded, broken violin of months before. The maker's love and patience and skill had taken its shattered and ruined body and made it once again an instrument of melody sweeter than it had ever produced. Its tragedy had become comedy. Its misfortune had been turned into music. God is like that violin maker, and we may be like that redeemed violin. We are all of us like that violin at the first touch of the bow, inadequate, disappointing. All of us, soon or late, become like that violin when it lay in broken pieces on the counter. Life demolishes us. Blunders and sins play havoc. Forces over which we have no control seize and shatter us. To ourselves and to our friends, we seem tragic figures. But as long as the Maker is about, there is hope. And He manages to be about, even when we are unaware. Over and over again, He has shown what He can do with ruins, such as we often are. With the battered personalities we always have, after we have been in the world a while, He can take us and refashion us until the music which comes from our life has a beauty which will make us and the world forget what once we were. He can make us characters in a divine comedy, a pageant of splendor before the eyes of men and of angels. The happy ending we seek depends upon maintaining such a relationship with God as will keep us in the way of divine deliverance. You may be at your wit's end, but do not give up. When all is lost, there still is God. There is an outcome which is not human but divine, not the result of pluck but the gift of providence, not an achievement of our own but the answer to faith. One man I know very well can tell you in a way to make sure to you, as it is certain to him, that what is now his daily heritage could never have been his without God. There were times enough when he pursued a dangerous way and would have followed it to its deadly end had it not been for God's angel standing athwart his path to turn him back. Times enough have there been when he came to the abyss, but as he was about to set foot upon nothingness and be dashed to pieces, God flung a bridge across and saved him. There were times enough, too, when he stood at the crossroads, which would determine the direction of his whole afterlife, and he was saved from going in the wrong direction because God stood there to guide him. The secret lies not in here, in us, but out there in God, only in us, as we have enough sense left to fling ourselves on God. Churches of this community will help you find him who is the secret of making life a comedy. Attend the church of your choice. Seek the help of the pastor.
Tune in again next week when the New Life Movement will again present Dr. Day through the courtesy of the churches of this community.